That rumbling sound you hear in the Washington, D.C. area is Congress returning from its two-week recess with just this week to agree on how to fund the federal government past Friday at midnight to avoid a government shutdown. Now, we have been here before. It's thought a temporary spending measure will be passed to keep the gears moving. But at issue in this budget battle, President Trump's demand that Congress include funding for his proposed border wall with Mexico, something Democrats and even some Republicans say they will not vote for. There's also a tax plan coming from the president on Wednesday, maybe a new health care proposal. And the president will mark his first 100 days in office, which either is or is not important. NPR Politics editor Domenico Montanaro joins us. Hi, Domenico.
Hi, Robin.
So start with this budget battle. Where do we stand? Democrats are having a field day pointing out how many times candidate Trump said Mexico would pay for the wall.
Well, Democrats and Republicans said that negotiations were going along pretty well until the White House kind of got involved and insisting on increased border security, which it would include the wall. The White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, over the weekend said that he expects increased military spending, increased border security, and expects that the wall would be part of that. But there are a lot of questions as to whether or not that's actually feasible and whether or not they can get that done by Friday.
Yeah, well, you talk about how politicians on both sides, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle were saying they were actually moving along on making a budget deal when this was requested of them. On Morning Joe on MSNBC this morning, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called Trump's insistence that Congress fund the border wall as part of the budget a monkey wrench.
Now, I understand it's understandable. He has his first 100 days. Health care hasn't worked out. So he's trying to do something with taxes, something with health care. Now there's this wall. That's not the way to govern.
Yeah.
This wall is unthought out and doesn't work.
Well, there he is saying it doesn't work. Some Republicans are saying the same. But is it true, as Democrats like Nancy Pelosi are saying, that Republicans who represent communities along the border with Mexico are opposed?
This has always been the sticking point from within the campaign to now even. You know, there's a host of rank-and-file Republicans throughout the country where immigration is a glue issue. It's something that really gets Republicans fired up, the base of the party. But when you talk to Republicans in places like Texas, for example, the Texas Republican Party, rank-and-file Republicans there who know immigrants who've come across illegally, who care for their families, who perform services at their homes, who might be embedded in their communities, they feel a bit differently. Mm-hmm. So there is a difference between what the base of the party, sometimes not on the border, feels versus Republicans who are on the border. I mean, think about somebody like Will Hurd, who's the congressman from southwestern part of Texas. He is the congressman with the longest border wall. Within a district, mm-hmm. and he's not in favor of the wall. So, you know, listening to those folks might be an indication as to where things are going.
Well, Donald Trump has been tweeting about this debate, this battle. He tweeted out that Mexico will eventually pay for this wall down the road. Also tweeted today that this wall is a very important tool in stopping drugs from pouring into our country and poisoning our youth and many others. But what is your sense of whether or not this battle over funding the wall is going to lead to a government shutdown?
You know, the sausage making is always ugly.
Yeah.
But the odds right now of a shutdown, no one wants one. So I'd put it very low. I mean, you may see a temporary spending measure that kicks things down a week or two to keep the lights on. But there's going to be all kinds of, you know, sausage making in the process that is going to lead to a lot of drama.
Talk about the run up to this much talked about symbolic marker, you know, Donald Trump's first 100 days, coincidentally, coming just as the deadline comes for getting this budget bill out. You know, the president now saying that's an artificial marker. Everybody's saying, you know, yes, it started with FDR, post-depression. You know, it was just sort of a made-up thing. But he's the one who made the promises that he would do so many things in the first 100 days.
No question about it. He hyped this thing. He delivered a speech in Gettysburg saying that, you know, laying out what he would get done in his first 100 days during the campaign. He talked about it back in February, said that no one's gotten more done in his first 100 days than he, many people are saying. So he's hyped it. Now that it looks like the narrative is that he hasn't gotten much done, he's trying to downplay it, yet he's still trying to win this thing. It's all optics and try to get a lot that looks like it's getting done, kind of like all those executive orders in this next week. I bet you'll see a flurry of activity between now and next Saturday.
Well, activity, for instance, we're getting a tax plan, but his budget director, Mike Mulvaney, made it clear there's not going to be a bill for a long time, maybe not even till the fall. And yet, you look at these.
And we may not even get a tax plan.
That may not happen.
But it may not even come.
May not come. But look at the polls that just came out. They're fascinating. The President Trump now has perhaps the lowest marks of any president in the first 100 days, just 40% approval. But there's also a poll from ABC Washington Post that found that 96% of those who voted for President Trump approve of what he's doing and will vote for him again.
Yeah, it really is quite the juxtaposition. But I think where we're headed right now in our country and in our politics are base elections. All of these elections have become base elections. Politics used to be played between the 40-yard lines in football, the middle of the field. Now it looks like politics is played between the 0 and the 40, and I'm not sure that that's a good thing for democracy.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting here with Meghna Chakrabarty. We're trying to picture a football field. That's like in the middle.
Draw the lines right? out. Yeah. 40 to 40, 40, right. 50, 40. Yeah.
NPR Politics Editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
Thank you.